Let's pick our Bibles. Pick a text before we sit down. Luke chapter 21. So let the eagles feed. Let's go to the Lord's table. Luke chapter 21. There is a statement there that caught my attention. And he was talking and teaching the people concerning the coming, his second coming. In Luke chapter 21. You sat down, you're telling the disciples and people who are following him. Remember, at this point in Luke chapter 21, we don't see any miracles. No healing, no deliverance. In Luke chapter 21, he was now beginning to tell them about things to come. He was prophesying. He was telling the people that were following him, his followers. Not the people that came because they ate bread yesterday. But this is a group now that he was telling them about his second coming. The hope of the believers. And then he told them by the destruction of Jerusalem, the sign of his coming, the parable of the fig tree, knowing that they will scatter very soon. And then what they should watch out for concerning his coming. Verse 37 is where I'm going now. 37 and verse 37 and 38. Luke chapter 21. And in the daytime, he was teaching in the temple. And at night, he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. Verse 38. My emphasis. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple to do what? Or to hear him. To do what? They came when? Early in the morning. They did not come for healing and deliverance and Shiloh. Are the people here today that came here early to hear him? Did you come here today early to hear him? May the Lord open your ears to hear in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Be seated. We came here to hear something, church. Hallelujah. Always remember that the just shall live by faith. Those who have been justified will live by faith. Faith there is revelation. Faith. The just shall live by faith. Amen. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. We walk by revelation. Upon this rock, a revelation of who Jesus is, I will build my church. Upon this rock, the rock of revelation, revelation. The just shall walk by faith. I always like to emphasize that. So that somebody will see the need. Somebody will see the need to know the scriptures. You have known that Jesus Christ is powerful. The miracle. Now, there is something. He goes to the temple. Jesus Christ was not performing miracle in the temple. When they come there, they come to hear something. It was what he was saying that made the people who love to hear something say they have not heard any man speak with such authority. Then they began to say, where did this one come from? Not be ordinary carpenter's son. Which school did he go? How come he knows all these things? The revelation of salvation, it moves. The miracle, signs and wonders must go forth first. To attract his people. When they come, what keeps them in Christ is not miracles, signs, and wonders. Listen, church, you can never be a Christian by just miracles, signs, and wonders. I say this because if truly you are hearing something, if you are hearing something, I am telling you, it will reflect in your lifestyle. Definitely. I get very, very worried. And that's why you see me take certain actions against certain people in this church. I get very hard. And then when they commit certain things, because it's expected that you should grow and outgrow certain actions, certain carnalities. When you see somebody who has been in this ministry for long, and then you still see the person involved in things like gossip, in things like fornication, there are some things that you outgrow. And the reason you outgrow, it's not because you have stayed long in a particular place, but it's because of what you have had. You see, what you have had. But you notice that even in churches and particularly in this assembly, the seriousness people do to acquire anointing, they don't apply the same seriousness to know about salvation. So what do we see? It is those same gifted people that mess up more, even within this church. Anointed people that we know. Some we don't even know. Why? So many people pass through this church, gifted brethren, and after they leave here, go and find out what is their estate now, the type of ministries they have set up. You just imagine that there are sisters that pass through this church. They left here and they've set up their own churches. And some of them were here 5 years, 6 years. They have left and they have set up their own churches. Did they hear anything while they were here? They didn't hear. If they had at all, praise the Lord, then they did not understand what we are saying here. Why? Because your mind has been made up. Your mind has been made up to what you are looking for. And so many people come to Christianity and look at Christianity as a vocation. Christianity is a vocation. If I cannot make it in Ladipo, I went to expand, I didn't make it. I did export, I didn't make it. I did import, I didn't make it. Then, let me try Christianity. Maybe I will make it there. And then they come and they, you know, such people, when they come here, what they are coming here to do is to get anointing. It's to come and see, get more power. But whatever we are saying makes no impact at all in their lives. And sometimes Satan brings such people here to hit at me, so that I will see myself as a failure. So that I will say, despite all the shout, where they shout, there's no effect. But Satan, you are a liar. There are seeds of God here. There are seeds of God. Can I see them here? Thank you. There are people that hear us. There are people that hear us. There are people that listen to us. Go to the social media. Social media. Go and see what our members are doing with what we are preaching here on the night. Oh yes. Go there and see. And please, try to visit some website of some gifted brothers and sisters in this church. And you will confirm what I am telling you now. Hallelujah. What you will see there. And go to the ones we don't even know. Eh? Sorry, I'm not good at social media, but whenever they see, then they can't show me. When they see your naked picture there, and I mean, then they can't show. They say, see your church member. See that sister when they dance like that. See in picture here. They open a lap. For Facebook. Let the whole world see me. Let the whole world see me. See my lap. For Facebook. Members of Brother Assembly. I'm not talking of members of Christ Embassy. This church. This very church. Hey. So Satan will use that one to let me think that I have failed. But let me tell you, God has his elect. Are they here this morning? Eh? Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without revelation. And faith cometh by what? Eh? That is why Christ said, let him that has ear to hear. Because your salvation is dependent upon what you hear. You will hear first, then you make a decision to adhere to it or not. But you must hear. And he has a speaking ministry. Amen. So, he said, I am among the speaking ministry. I will talk, and it's your responsibility to hear what I am saying. Praise the Lord. I will play my own part very well. Very, very well. Because of a revelation I also have. I am the type of pastor I am today. It is revelation. It's what I know. It's what I know. It is what the early church knew that made them submit themselves to die willingly. To die willingly. They kill your brother. Instead of you to run, you say, I want to die that type of death. Why? It is a revelation they had. Hallelujah. When you see a pretty girl refuses, despite all, they call it peer pressure. You know, we are in this world, left, right, everywhere, peer pressure. Everywhere, you ministers, there are people, you will hear all manner of comments to make you look like you are odd, as if you are a failure. They are looking at you and saying, up till now, how many years have you been in that bride assembly? How many years? What do you get? Then you will hear somebody where we give a suspension for misbehaving. And then he say, despite all the years I spent in bride assembly, for all that have been there, see what they are paying me with. That's the language of commercial ministers. You see, you were serving bride assembly. You are not serving God. You see? So there is something you expect to achieve. Hallelujah. Our reward as Christians is not just here. Hallelujah. The one that is here is not to take care of our temporary, the real reward we have is not here. It's there. And don't use this temporary one here just for our small peace on earth here. Don't go so much at it at the detriment of the real one that is coming up. That is why we took our time to take this teaching about the things that are to come. The book of Revelation is a revelation of things that are now. Hallelujah. And things that will be hereafter. That is what was shown to John the Revelator. And the reason why he lets us know things to come, so that we will have a hope. So that we have a hope. When you are working in an organization that does not guarantee a future for you, you don't put in all you have there. But when you are sure, in this organization they employ me, I know if I stay a certain number of years, I'll be entitled to this. They will do this for me. I will not regret it. You will do all your best. So it is with the kingdom of God. So that you will know what is ahead of us. John, Apostle Paul, he said, eye has not seen. He saw something. Ear has not heard what God has prepared for them that love his appearing. He said, mouth cannot describe it. He said, ear has not heard it. Because he was caught up to the third heavens. And God showed him things that mouth cannot talk. Therefore, he can come boldly based on that revelation. What will separate me from the love of God? That is in Christ Jesus. There's a revelation he had. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is why we try to tell the people, let us not be scared of anything. Anything. I was sharing with my wife this morning. I said, people come giving me revelation. They want to kill me. That they see me dead. They see me assassinated. They see me this. I told my wife, there's a revelation of death for me. No, revelation. I must die one day. I said, that does not make me fear anything. My wife was telling me, is there anything where you fear? I said, yes. There's something where I fear. He said, what do you fear? There's nothing you fear. What do you fear? I said, I don't fear death. He said, before you fear anything. So I tell her what I fear, but I'm not going to tell her what I talk. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's only one thing where I fear. I said, I fear my wife. I tell her, I said, she had the fear. Only her, now the fear. Nothing more the fear on this earth. As I said, the most glorious death I can have, I told her, is that I die because of the gospel. And the most glorious death I can die. If you kill me because I stood on the scripture, I will join the martyrs that will be clothed in fine linen with better crown. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why will I speak like that? It's because of a revelation I have. The reason of our hope is these revelations we have been looking at. That makes us refuse to go the worldly way. That makes us refuse to do certain things. And that makes us search and search and want to know more. That gives us reason to hold the cross. If you don't know what the cross is, you can't hold onto it. Hallelujah. If you don't know how Jesus is, you will not be conformed to his image. If you don't know who God is, you won't know how to walk with him. We are busy searching, wanting to live a life that is pleasing before him. Because we know there is something in it, we will not regret it. Certainly we will not regret it. The longest you may live on earth will be 100 years. How will you compare that 100 years? And out of the 100 years, you may have only 80 years to enjoy. After 80 years, you'll be praying to go home. Every day you'll be searching for where your grave will be. Have you met old people when they are talking? Your old father in the village. You will not talk 30 minutes before he will remind you that he will soon go. And so also, so imagine that you stay even up to 100 years enjoying and enjoying with the whole world at your beckon. How will you compare that? Then after that you die and then you go and enter the lake of fire. Compare that with you now. Suffer for 100 years. You have nothing to write home about on earth here. You struggle, nothing. But you decide to have something that will make you live eternally. Eternally in a glory. You know why you didn't clap your hand? It's because... No, wait, hold on. I didn't say you should clap your hand. Majority of you are traders. Foladipo and Aspanda. What is in your head is a spirit of competition. This man don't get three shops. Me, I still get only one. I must. That's your language. I must. And anytime you say, I must, you give yourself target. You must achieve the target. You will do everything to achieve the target. That is the beginning of your departure. From where your focus should truly be. And I'm not against you making money. I'm only trying to teach you to balance it. Don't take one at the detriment of the other because John, in 3 John, he also was talking to the Christians. There's a reason why he said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. You might prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. It means there were a group of people that not only heaven, and poverty was all around them. So he had to remind them, as you are prospering spiritually, I wish above all things that you should prosper also financially. We must balance it. Don't be so much. I'm not preaching poverty, church. I hate it, though. I hate it. So today we have prosperity week in this church. So you must understand what I'm saying. But when you pursue it at the detriment of your soul, that's what I'm trying to check you. And you will do that until you have a revelation of why you must balance it. This is all we are talking about. concerning the book of Revelation. Praise the Lord. Okay, the Kinsman Redeemer. We are now in which seal? We have finished seal 1, seal number 2, we have finished seal number 3, we have finished seal number 4. Last week we finished seal number 6, that is Revelation chapter 6. We are in Revelation chapter 6. This is Revelation chapter 6. Let's read the sixth seal that was opened. The remaining part after what we say today, the remaining part has to do with a lot of juggling. Jump from one chapter, skip two chapters, go here, go here. So what I would try to do is to get a picture of it, but and then put everything in a book form. And we have already started the production process for producing the book. Amen. It's a book that I know even all the GOs will come to collect to read. I am sure. And this is the time. Because the depth of revelation that God took me into in the course of this study has marveled me. All the questions I had in certain areas that I was not clear, this time, God came down and took me deep. I get so excited, and now confidently, I will say it. And if you are going to fault me, I'll be anxious to see from what angle you will come to say it different from what I've seen. And each one, I have tried to call the pastors that we teach together. When it strikes me, I call all of them immediately in the office. I say, you know, we used to teach it like this. But this is how God, what God showed me now. And so far it has been very exciting to us. And please, with all humility, I'm not saying it to begin to make me look like some super person. I am only grateful because even me myself, I don't know how I received it. I didn't go fasting in a mountain. I didn't receive prophecy, nothing. I just believe it is time for God to say certain things. And because he's choosing me, because we have a platform of this television station for the whole world to hear something now. God will not waste a revelation. God will not waste a revelation. So he will wait for the appointed time. Now the elect of God, wherever they are connected all over the world to the Bright TV and the Bright streaming on the net. Now, therefore, with this time closing, God has now a platform that he can let them, so let the whole world hear it. So I am not surprised. It's not because I am special, but because there is a medium. There is a medium. And why did he also choose me? It is because I am qualified somehow. Because we are not the richest inter-message church. There's 1 year, one inter-message church, the pastor. The pastors of inter-message churches, only them collect tithes. All the tithes. Nobody counts it. Only pastor and his wife. There's a special box. Only them. The rest, offering, church, can use that. But the tithe and offering, personal. And there is no argument about it. One man in a church collected 100 million naira from an individual in that church that year. Tight. Somebody close to me delivered the check. That is why I got to know. What did he do with it? Concerning the gospel. Nothing. In that church, they don't even have signboard. They don't do evangelism. Nothing. In fact, if you go to that church before they allow you to come in, they must know you. Where do you come from? How did you know about us? Who invited you? Wait, let us go and tell the pastor that you are around. Then they will wait. You wait outside though. When I rain, they fall, you're there outside. Then they will come. If you are five, one by one, they believe in church order. You come, sit down here, then they come for the next one. I've experienced it when I went there with my family. Praise God. How can God use such a church? But here we are, here. Amen. The whole money, we put it in evangelism. Hallelujah. 60% of the income of this church goes on evangelism. 60% of the income in this church, tithe and offering together, 60% goes on evangelism. Therefore, we are qualified for God to use. Let's clap for him. Let's clap for him. Clap for him. Praise God. That is why, with what he has told us, we will put it in book form. Amen. And it's not, you know, some people write books so that they will make money from it. I can assure you, we will make that book, and if it is possible, we even subsidize the cost of production to make sure everybody has a copy. That's what we will do. Amen. Hallelujah. And if we have people who raise offering and say we should produce them, I'm telling you, if they come and give us offering, somebody come and say produce 1,000 copies at that cost, we will produce it and give it out free. Because it's already been paid for. We are not commercializing anything here. We subsidize it as much as possible because we are saying something and we want people to hear it. And it is so cheap that if you don't go to get the copy for yourself, you will have no excuse. There's no reason why you should not be part of what God is doing now through this ministry. So, we've been looking at it. We started from chapter 1. Now we are in chapter 6. The book sealed with 7 seals. Each seal was open and we saw the meaning. Why God encoded it like that and come in this age to decode it for us. Praise the Lord. Now we are in the 6th seal of Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12 up to verse 17. This is what it says. It's very interesting. What we want to say now, I will not be fast. I will go as slow as possible to make sure you catch what we want, what the Lord is bringing out here. Verse 12. And I beheld, who is that I? It's John. John is the one speaking. And I beheld when he had opened the 6th seal. And lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell onto the earth. Even as a fig tree casted her untimely figs when she shaken of a mighty wind. Hey. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, and hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? That is what happens as the 6th seal is opened. But one interesting thing is, in the order of fulfillment, listen, the 7th seal is fulfilled before the 6th seal. In the order of fulfillment. What is the 7th seal? 7th seal, if you observe, there is a gap. Chapter 7, nothing is spoken until you go to chapter 8. That is why I say from now, there is a lot of juggling if we are going to get a proper picture. God himself juggled it like that, so that theologians will never understand it. Carnal people will never understand it, so that only him will be able to come and decode it and give the bride a proper picture. Praise God. It's a book of symbol. And remember, just as till now, the denomination cannot understand Genesis chapter 1. up till now, the book of Genesis, the beginning of the fall of man, and the beginning of the mystery of iniquity. Up to this moment, they don't know what happened that has reduced us to what we are today. That has reduced the earth, that brought this earth under the control of Satan. Why? Because God spoke it in a way that they will never understand unless He Himself grants you understanding. Two trees. Each one, you will have life, tree of life. Another tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat it. But there are other trees. So there are three sets of trees there. Other trees that grow from the ground. You can eat it. You can take any of them. But there are two trees there in the midst of that garden that had trees there. Why is he talking? Why didn't he just come and tell us plainly what it is? He said, don't eat. And then people believe that it is one fruit, apple. They ate apple. That is what has reduced us to what we are today. Now apple. And then they are busy saying, now apple, now apple. If now apple, then give us another apple, now another food that we shall eat and be restored. But God Himself, He hid it there. It's a mystery of iniquity. That is how Satan entered. And the restoration of this earth, restoring what the devil did to reduce us and bastardize the whole earth and all the Adamic race, how God will complete the process of restoration is what we see in the book of Revelation, and He also encoded it. So that those who won't understand the beginning, they will not understand the ending. So we are privileged people. Let's clap our hands for our God. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. And our prayers every day is, Lord, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth you have for me. It's a place in my hand, a wonderful key. It's a revelation key. It's a revelation key. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom. I will give you the keys. It means the place is locked up. You can't talk of key until the door is closed. Hallelujah. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom. The key there is a revelation. And that key is what we have today. Let's clap again for our God. That's why I said pay close attention. So, the seventh seal is in Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. It says, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. That is all that he saw when the seal was opened. That is his first description. But from verse 2, Ekike, listen, I never talk this one with you. Thomas, listen, all of you teachers, listen. Verse 2 is part of the seventh seal. From verse 2 down is part of the seventh seal. That is why the seventh seal was taken to chapter 8 to be opened there. The seventh seal is connected to the trumpets. The seventh seal is connected to the vials that we shall see later. Now, let's take it elementarily now. Praise the Lord. Now, God does not play with figures. He said there was silence in heaven and a time frame was given. For how long? For how long? For half an hour. Half an hour is how many minutes? How many minutes? So watch the word 30. Praise the Lord. Why 30? Follow me, you will catch it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to Revelation. I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 24. Let me drop it immediately here so that it is in the back of your mind. The 30 minutes there, listen, let me drop it so that it's in the back of your mind. Because that is what I will be proving as time goes, as we go along the teaching. The day of the Lord that ends with the sixth seal lasts 30 days. The 30 days is that half an hour, 30 minutes silence. And I'll prove it. And I've never seen it like that before. Until now. Recently. Praise the Lord. And please, I didn't read it in any book. He ministered that to me. As it used to talk to me. Praise the Lord. Now watch it. Matthew 24. Contenders. Praise God. Something else again I discovered last night. Youth contenders. Wave your hand. Where are they? Only one person there. Youth contenders. Stand up. Let me see you. Stand up. Who again? Okay, at the back. These young boys, as I teach now, they are the look. If I make a mistake, they'll follow me. They are following me bumper to bumper. If I make a mistake, every Saturday they come here, spend hours. All they are doing is Bible study. Let me show you something. Youth contenders. Do you know, Pastor Thomas, that Matthew 24 is the seven seals? Matthew 24. Let me read it from verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see you not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us three questions. One, when shall these things be? One. The second one, and what shall be the sign of thy coming? And the third question, and the sign of the end of the world. The sign of thy coming is the seven seals. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 4, verse 5 is the first seal. And I'm not going into that. That would distract me for now. Go back. I want to give you that do Bible study. Check it up till I think verse 26 or so. It is the seven seals line up there. The white horse rider and the red horse rider, all the seven seals. That is what Christ said. And remember, the same Matthew again, chronologically, brought out the seven church ages through the seven parables that Jesus Christ spoke in Matthew chapter 13. There's something about that man, Matthew. In his narration, the first parable is the first church age. The second parable is the second church age. The third parable is the third church age. Up to the seventh parable in Matthew chapter 13. And then the eighth parable, we see the ministry of William Marion Braham there. The same Matthew again in Matthew chapter 24. Now move from church ages now, came to the seals in Matthew chapter 24. So that we have a balanced picture that what we have is the truth. Christ himself spoke it. Matthew put it down. He took John again to the Isle of Patmos and showed him the same thing in various ways. Just as John saw the Antichrist in a form. Daniel also in chapter 7 saw the Antichrist again in chapter 8 in another form. Chapter 7 particularly. What he showed John in a form, the same thing he showed Daniel. And the interpretation is the same. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter is established. So that you will know that what you are saying, what you are hearing, is the truth. What we are following is the truth. Praise the Lord. Now, by the time we come to verse 29, that is where I'm going for today. Verse 29. Immediately, are we there? Matthew 24. Amen. Immediately, after the tribulation of those days, take note, there is going to be a tribulation. And he's saying that something will happen immediately after. Immediately. After the tribulation of those days, something will happen. Shall the sun will be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Verse 30. And then, after that shaking, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. They will cry, oh. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Praise the Lord. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My emphasis here, let's first know which tribulation first. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Which tribulation? And I said this tribulation is in twofold. The first tribulation that the earth will go through, the first one is for the Jews. The second tribulation, after which this verse of 24 is ignited, now involves the whole earth, which will take place through the sounding, what will happen at the sounding of the trumpets and the vials. Immediately after that you will see the Son of Man coming. His coming is to now come and possess the earth. And he's coming with us. Praise the Lord.